Colossians 3. Colossians 3, Paul is telling the people, you're dead. You have died with Christ in baptism. Do you remember all those teachings, all those texts? We are no longer alive to this world. We are no longer doing things for this world. We're doing things to the glory of God. Now, if you're following along as we read that text, Colossians 3, you see it says, you can't live this way as earthly anymore. You can't be living to gather things up just because you're here on earth. There used to be a bumper sticker. Those that had the most toys at the end win, or something like that, some stupid statement. That's what Paul is saying. If you think your life here is just to gather things together here on earth, you've missed the whole point. If you're living to accomplish things here on earth or to gather things here on earth, you've missed the whole point. You're supposed to be dead to that. You're not supposed to be wanting what the world wants, prestige and fame and stuff, more stuff. Instead, you're not looking at Paul Schrader. There was a Paul Schrader once a time for a day or two till I was baptized. Paul Schrader is now dead, buried with Christ. Don't we teach that? A new man comes forth. This is now a different person. This is Paul Schrader with Jesus Christ in him. New goals, new purposes, new ideals, new opinions, new points of view. Everything changes. And that's what Paul's saying. Put to death all the malice, all the fear, all the evil, all the sin. He talks about immorality here again, doesn't he? He often does that. I'm going to close this morning with a verse that should be one in the front of your Bible. Every now and then I'll give you a verse like that to remember and never forget. Write it in the cover of your Bible somewhere where you always have these. That's Galatians 2, verse 20. It's page 1811 in your pew Bible. Turn to page 1811, Galatians 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. By the way, I know some Christians that sign their letters this way. At the end, they'll say, you know, Howard Schwartz. I haven't used Howard Schwartz for many, many years. I've used him now for 52 years in the ministry. There is no Howard Schwartz anywhere in the world that I'm aware of. That's why I use him as my illustration. Howard Schwartz I believe would be the ideal Christian. He really believes what Paul is saying here, and he says, I am dead. I'm not living anymore. Is that what Paul is saying? I'm dead. I'm not living anymore, but it's Christ who lives in me. Therefore, what I say, what I do, how I act, how I look, everything about me is Jesus Christ, because this is the new person, the new man. That's what we are to take home here. And I mentioned some people will write a letter and say, yours truly in their name, living the Galatians 2:20 life. That's a beautiful witness. Living the Galatians 2:20 life. In other words, if you know me, you know that I'm a Christian. And you know that Christ lives in me. I think differently than the world. I act differently than the world. I am not of this world trying to endure here forever. I am with Christ. He is with me, and we're on our way home. Amen.